Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Friday, November 10th. The Israeli military this morning announced it attacked a site in Syria in retaliation to a drone strike the day before. Israel says that drone hit a school in the south of the country. But despite the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claiming responsibility for that drone, Israel says it came from Syria. This only adds to concerns over the conflict in the Middle East spreading as Israel continues its bombardment of Gaza in its fight against Hamas. Israel's military has announced a six-hour pause today. A senior Israeli official says pauses like this give civilians the ability to travel south for humanitarian aid. But relief agencies warn medical supplies are low in Gaza, with the director of one hospital saying they've had to operate without anesthesia.
If we had waited to operate on them one by one, we would have lost many of the wounded. We were forced to operate on the ground and without anesthetics, while using simple anesthetics or weak painkillers to save lives. Surely this has its risks, but we opted for this option to save as many injured as we could.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he won't be running for re-election, in a blow for the party's chances to hold on to their Senate majority next year. This puts the Democrats in a tight spot, as they control the Senate on a narrow margin of 51 to 49. Manchin's decision not to run again in the deeply red state of West Virginia means the party will have a tough time getting another Democrat into his seat. CNN's Manu Raju has more on Manchin's decision.
He would have had a difficult time winning against Jim Justice, who's the sitting governor, someone who's running in the Republican primary and is the front runner for the party's nomination. Polls had shown that Manchin was struggling against Jim Justice, but by Manchin stepping aside, it will be much harder, if not impossible, for Democrats to win that seat.
Child vaccine exemptions in the U.S. is at a record high. New CDC data shows the percentage of kindergartners who got their state-required measles vaccine stayed below federal targets last school year. These lower levels of vaccine coverage raise the risk of potential outbreaks, making the country more vulnerable to diseases that can cause serious illness or death. What's more, many of the diseases these vaccines protect against have been eliminated from the U.S. for years, leading one doctor who wasn't involved in the CDC's report to call the trend disturbing, saying, quote, "To lower our guard, the protection of our population would be tragic." A growing number of Americans are yanking money from their 401k to pay the bills. That's from an analysis by Bank of America. It shows among its clients' employee benefit programs, the number with a 401k plan taking a hardship distribution, that's when there's a heavy and immediate financial need for taking out the money, went up by 13% between the second and third quarters this year. That's the highest level in at least the past five quarters since the bank started tracking this data. A bank executive says high inflation and the rising cost of living could be the cause. Ticket prices for a Formula One race are plummeting. We'll tell you why next. If you've been thinking about going to the Formula One race in Las Vegas next Sunday, now could be a good time to get tickets. That's because their costs are falling sharply, along with hotel prices in the city. Many think that's because excitement for the race has fizzled out after driver Max Verstappen won this year's championship in Qatar last month. So fans' interest in the end of the sports season isn't what it usually is. According to the ticketing website TickPick, prices have plunged 35% in the last month. But the company CEO says it could be a good opportunity for people to go at a more affordable price. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.